It's April 18th, 2024, and on today's episode of Comic Talk, we'll be talking about all the comics that came out this week, like Fall of the House of X-4 and Miles Morales' Spider-Man 19 from Marvel Comics, Batman Superman World's Finest 26, and Jay Garrick the Flash 6 from DC Comics, Helen of Windhorn 2 from Dark Horse Comics, and a whole bunch more. I'm your host, Dimitri Pereira, with today's guests, Ethan, aka Virgo Blade, and Lex, aka Wednesday Pull. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, because here's your weekly comic book recap. And we are live with another episode of Comic Talk. It's that show brought to you by The Keeg, where we talk about this week's new comic book releases, whether they're DC, Marvel, or indie. We're here to talk about everything that came out this week. I'm your host, Dimitri Pereira. And if you're watching us live, you are watching us on twitch.tv/TheKeegShow or youtube.com/TheKeegShow. Or maybe you're listening to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from, all your major podcast platforms. This is Comic Talk, your weekly comic book recap. And for those of you who don't know, new DC comics come out on Tuesdays, at least for the time being. I heard that's going to change soon. But new Marvel and indie comics come out on Wednesdays, and we're here on a Thursday, April 18th, 2024, to talk about everything we can. Me and my two guests, both of which who have been on the show before, but never together. So this is kind of a new thing, which is weird when we get a new matchup. But welcome to you both. We got Ethan, aka Virgo Blade. Ethan, what's up, man?
You know, same old, just enjoying my comics.
Yeah. Yeah. What is Virgo season? I don't know.
What's what?
What's Virgo season? Like, what's Virgo? Like, is Virgo your sign? Is that what I'm assuming? Yeah.
Yes. So Virgo season, that's like, what, late August and through like mid, early September.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm a Virgo. And the reason why I'm named that is because I do fit a lot of those characteristics. I know that a lot of people don't subscribe to that, which is completely cool. But mm-hmm. if you look up the like attributes, that's who I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
What are some attributes of Virgos?
Let's see. Very, I guess you'd say, particular, thoughtful, very detail oriented, mm-hmm. very good like at being creative, and knowing their own minds.
Okay.
I think that's putting it nicely. There's negative things too.
Yeah, I mean, you can keep your negatives a secret. It's okay.
Yes.
You're like...
You'll find those out.
Get so mad that they murder someone in cold blood. You know?
Those things.
Yeah. I mean, we can keep that, under wraps for now. I'm glad that I have you on. And I think I was talking to you earlier that you are the newest guest on the rotating panel of Comic Talk crew, so you know,
yeah, feel special. Well,
welcome back, even though you've been on here for a good amount of months now.
Yeah, few months, like since the beginning of this year, I think.
Yeah. So thanks for coming by, and it's also interesting you've never been on a show with Lex from Wednesday Pull, who's our other guest. So mm-hmm. you know, hopefully you guys don't butt heads. You guys are both incredibly hard to work with, and to mm-hmm. this episode's your last episode.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm a diva.
Lex, what's up, man? How's it going?
It's going well, man. It's good to be back. It's been a while since I've been on. I think, well, maybe a month, but it's good to be back.
It might be more than a month because Ooh. I mean, everybody is on once a month. Mm-hmm. you're sometimes here twice a month.
Yeah. I was supposed to be on last week, but. I'm down with the sickness right now, so
mm-hmm.
it kicked my butt. I didn't go to my comic shop last week or this week because I didn't want to spread any germs. But some of the indie books get sent early, so I've been reading through some of those. And that's predominantly why most of my reads are indie books.
That's fair. You want to know the last time you were on the show?
When's that?
January 25th. So
January.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's good to be back.
Yeah. I'm glad to have you both here. Shout out to anyone out there. If you are watching us on Twitch or YouTube, let us know in the chat. Let us know you're out there. Because, we want to know. Also, if you're, listening to us as well, write a review, like, comment, subscribe, follow, click, do your thing out there. We're on Amazon Music or Amazon Music for podcasts now, and also Audible. So I don't know
Nice.
whether that's increasing our reach or whether it's just another thing for me to worry about, but I think if you sit down to listen to some audiobooks, I don't know if you're like I don't know what's the overlap between audiobooks and podcasts? You think it's the same type of people?
I
I
think
listen to
so.
both quite a
It's
bit.
audio-based people, auditory.
People with ears, I would assume, at the very least.
Especially elves.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well.
usually when I'm running, I listen to one or the other. I listen to quite a bit of podcasts. So if I run through like my weekly rotation, then I usually have an audio book
When
queued up that I'm working through.
I run, I have to listen to music because I've
Yeah.
tried listening to podcasts. There's no beat on it, right? So
Yeah.
my feet kind of like it's weird. You have to keep like an internal rhythm through listening to other people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan, but
Yeah.
different strokes for different folks. I'd like to think that Lex is out there running like irregularly with your feet going with people's voices.
I usually like to run with nothing, but sometimes I run for a long time and I
Naked.
get
Got
bored.
it.
Yeah, I get bored, so I'll put on an audio book and I keep the volume pretty low, so I have like the outside. I can still hear the outside noise.
Okay, that's fair. There were a lot of books that came out this week to the
Yeah.
like point where like there were some key books that I didn't get a chance to read, and let alone books that I've fallen behind on that I want to catch up on. And so it's a little tough to catch up when you can't even like keep up,
Yeah, there were a lot of books out that I wanted to read this week.
Well, Lex, I know that your list was a little short this week, but that's okay.
Yeah.
What did you read this week?
What did I read? I read Helen of Windhorn, issue number two. I read Cobra Commander, issue number four. I flipped through Nightwing. It's sort of a filler issue,
But it's
celebrating his
extra long,
birthday.
right?
Yeah, celebrating Nightwing. I flipped through that. And there were a couple other books that I flipped through, but I couldn't tell you a ton about them. I did read those two for sure,
Okay.
though.
What would you have read if you had the chance? Because I know that you're getting over, a sickness and everything. So nobody out there come for Lex.
Usually I read quite a bit. Oh, I did read World's Fine Super Batman Superman World's Finest 26. I did read that one too. I wanted to read Wonder Woman. I wanted to catch up on Ultimate Black Panther. I've heard it's been really good. I only read the first issue. I have them all pulled, but I've only read the first issue. Avengers Twilight, that was one I've That's one I've been trying to work through. I heard Miles Spider-Man was really good this week. Surprisingly, I heard the Roxxon Thor book was really funny, and I wanted to read.
I read that and I will
Yeah,
tell you what I think about it
and I
when
heard that
we,
was really funny. And then there's some indie books that I didn't get around to reading. Something Epic, I think that's what it's called, from Image. Kill Your Darlings, I wanted to read that. I did read Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Untold Destiny. I forgot. I read that like 2 weeks ago. Moon Man, issue number two. I wanted to read that. I'm sure there's some other ones, but I don't think you can go wrong this week. There were so many books.
Well, because I liked Moon Man number one. That's
Yeah.
the Kid Cudi
Yeah.
comic.
Yeah.
We will have a spin-off of Comic Talk called Cuddy Talk. We just talk
Oh.
about Kid Cudi. No, I'm
Yeah,
joking.
sign me up.
I like his music. I just don't know much about him. Well, and I've seen him act and stuff, and I saw it whatever the animated thing on Netflix was. But the point, I digress. I digress. There were a lot of books.
Sounds like you have a lot to talk about.
What was it called? Was it Intergalactic? Am I making that up? There
It
was
was
like a
something like that.
Netflix thing. Anyway, whatever. Point being is, I would have even read, Moon Man number two, but I didn't get to it because there was just a lot this week. But Ethan, you read a little bit more this week.
Kind of, sort of. I feel like because of some kind of like mix up, maybe not as much as I would have liked to. I tried to read more, but anyway, my picks were World's Finest, 26, Nightwing, 113, Wonder Woman, number 8, Superman, number, was
13, I think.
it 13, was it? Yes, 13. 13. And then apparently Poison Ivy wasn't this week. And so I'm thinking that the website that I looked at maybe was a bit older. It's from a site that I normally trust, but it's clearly been some kind of mix up.
Sabotage, you know?
Yes. Saboteur.
I mean, here's the thing. We hold ourselves to such a high standard because, like, we have to do this show and everything, right? Like, I get it. But at the same time, we are over here reading more comics than most people, like, just in general, you know?
Yeah, over 1 to 2 days, usually.
Like, we're talking frequency of just reading it in on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays and getting ready for a Thursday show. But also, like, if you're reading five comics a week, I know a lot of comic shops that would love to have you as a customer. If you're reading five comics a week, like, who reads 20 comics a month? Who has 20 comics on their pull list? We have to be on the other side of the bell curve, you know?
Yeah, because that's not even including like back issues. Like right now, I'm working through Usagi, like all the old Usagi books, and that's just like in my downtime on top of the weekly reading.
And I'm doing the same thing with Books of Magic, which is the series from the 90s. I'm on issue 60, so yeah.
And I mean,
Nice.
I have my like trades in my bookshelf that like there are, I have trades in my bookshelf I've never read before. And some I've read 15 years ago, and I need to get back to it. I also want to do a whole binge of X-Men. I want to start X-Men from the start and see how far I
Like
can get.
what start?
Number one,
Like of the original X-Men?
the boring bad X-Men, because I love X-Men. X-Men's not my number, is always like my number one, but like
I
people
like that
don't
old stuff.
realize that like the Stan Lee Jack Kirby X-Men was not X-Men the way we think of X-Men now. People were like, yeah, civil rights and stuff, and I'm like, the original
No.
one was not like, it was just the general like people don't like us because we're freaks. Like, that's as far as it goes when it comes to like social commentary until Chris
Yeah.
Claremont comes around, and
Yeah, he
I mean,
messed it
he
up.
changes the game.
He definitely changed the game.
That was a good list. I read a lot this week, but I also didn't read a lot. Like, I didn't read as much as I wanted to, because like Wonder Woman 8, I didn't get to. Superman, even Superman 13, like I didn't get to read that. And I'm pretty up to date with Superman stuff. What I did read was Nightwing 113, Batman Superman World's Finest 26, Jay Garrick the Flash number 6, Titans 10, Fall of the House of X number 4, Dead X-Men 4, Ultimate Black Panther 3, Roxxon Presents Thor number 1, which is just a one shot, Miles Morales Spider-Man 19, and Avengers Twilight 5. I think that's it. But there's others that I wanted to read, but I didn't get to.
That's good.
What's up? What'd you say?
I said that was a good list.
I mean, I'm not embarrassed by it. It's just there's some that I wish I read. Out of everything this week, I don't know whether it matches up with the artwork that we had for this episode. What were you guys' picks of the week? Who wants to go first?
For me, it well out of the two books that I read, it was probably Helen of Windhorn. I mean, I really like Cobra Commander, but that's just like Energon universe world building stuff.
But this is Helen of Windhorn. Tell me about it, because it's a Dark Horse comic and I don't tend to read.
Yeah.
Dark Horse. Is
It's written by Tom King, illustrated by Bill Kwiewly. Probably if you've read Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, you're
Oh
familiar with that
yeah.
creative team.
Yeah. That's why
So
it looks familiar. Okay.
that's what pulled me into the book. But it's a high fantasy story about family, I think, is the easiest way to, in very general way to explain it. It's about a girl whose father passed away. He was a She thinks he's a famous writer. She thinks he's the best writer ever. It doesn't seem that way by the context of the story, but she has been summoned back to their family home. They've been living in squalor and whatnot, her and her father just going on adventures, traveling through Texas. But come to find out, he grew up at the House of Windhorn, and it's like this giant mansion with 173 rooms. They have butlers, cooks, and all this stuff. And her grandfather summoned her there because he's going to take care of her. And it starts out as just like a pretty slow book when you're reading the first issue, and you're just getting her to Windhorn. And once you get there, you're still getting to know these characters, her and the lady that's supposed to be taking care of her. She's 16 years old, but she's getting drunk every night to fall asleep. She has these nightmares of these monsters in the courtyard, and coming to find out that they're real. And then her grandfather shows up, and he's like this Conan the Barbarian type character, which is completely out of left field for the story. And then you kind of, in the second issue, you continue that story, and you realize that maybe some of the books that her father wrote were about her grandfather and their relationship. They apparently never met, and their relationship starts to form, and he wants her to sort of follow in his footsteps. It's pretty good. Monsters are real and all that stuff. So
I wasn't
yeah.
sure where it was going at the beginning when you were like going over the premise, but
Yeah, it's a very like secret, like high fantasy stories where it's like hiding in plain sight, like normal people don't see the monsters and things that are going on, and it's kind of like that.
and you would recommend this?
I would, if you're into like fantasy books. It's not like action packed. It's way more narrative, lots of dialogue. So if you're into those kinds of, like, I like to shake it up every now and then. Like, I like my silly, zany, corny superheroes. I like my good, solid superhero stories, and then I like sort of these fantasy books like this. Keep me interested.
Helen of Windhorn number two from Dark Horse Comics. I don't hear much about Dark Horse anymore. I feel like Dark Horse used to be like for what, number three? Maybe
Yeah,
I
they're
don't know,
good. They were
Image
a big
back in the
one.
day might have, but Dark Horse used to be huge, and then it's not quite as huge anymore, but
Yeah, they've had some crazy impactful books throughout the years. They still have some, and they definitely have sort of fallen off. If there was a big four, they've definitely fallen off of that into more of like a niche publisher.
Sounds interesting though.
It's pretty good. And plus, if you like the art style, that's a huge plus. I really dig Bill Kwiezevli's art style.
That was my favorite part of Woman of Tomorrow
Yeah,
was the
same.
art, so majestic.
Yeah, same. And I wasn't even a huge fan of it going into Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, but then just going on that adventure, I sort of fell in love with it. It's kind of like my relationship with Frank Quitely's art. Very early on, wasn't a fan, but as throughout the years, I'm like, God, I can't get enough of it.
It's not for me. Frank Quitely's art's not for me. Mostly because like new X-Men, like being an
Yeah,
X-Men fan, like, and I was a
he had some
kid at the
Uncanny Valley
time,
moments in that book.
it was just off, and I didn't like his Emma.
Oh God, yeah, that's one of the worst.
And it was
Like
like
worst examples.
And like, okay, but I like, I mean, I guess I like his art on like All-Star, was it All-Star Superman?
Yeah.
And then on Jupiter Circle and those ones. I like his art there, but generally speaking, Frank Quitely's art's not necessarily for me.
Yeah, that X-Men run is rough.
But he, I mean, to be fair though, his artwork's really good for Cassandra Nova. Like,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah,
like the one character his art
that
really
baby
works for.
scene, like the baby scene with Cassandra Nova and Xavier where they're in the womb. Perfect.
But like gross things, he's really,
Yeah.
really good at.
Yeah, I agree.
Ethan, out of the books that you read, what's your pick of the week?
So I'm gonna have to go with Nightwing 113, but I have to explain myself because it's not for the reason that you think. So I
What's
think
the reason
you
that I think?
the reason that you think is probably because like, oh, like I love the story. Not that like the story is bad. Like, it is kind of a filler type of feeling episode where it's like not a lot happened, but it did have my boy Tim Drake on it, and if he's in it, I am happy. And even though it wasn't even a big part, like that's kind of like the messed up part of like this whole thing. It wasn't like, yeah, this huge amazing moment, but just seeing him in the book, he was working with Damian Wayne, and like seeing like the three brothers together, I like eat that up. I love Bat Family content. Like the more Bat Family content I get, the happier I am. And with Tim Drake kind of like having a spotlight on him, even for that little bit, it just made me very happy just like to see them and to see that like bat interaction. So that's really kind of like the main reason. The story itself was fine. It's kind of, you know, kind of paint by numbers, kind of like what you would expect with Nightwing and Babs. Like their back and forth is always interesting. They're like setting up for his birthday party. And I did like kind of the whole backstory of him really not liking the spotlight because that's something that people might be surprised by, but at the same time, it's like that feels authentic to him. He's not a vainglorious person. So he would want to share that with somebody else. And I think having that like understanding of like extrovert versus introvert, or even just someone who is more caring about someone else getting the attention, is something that like people need to recognize more. Like, you know, just relating it to myself, I don't necessarily like being on camera and doing to, but like I find a part of it that I do enjoy. I'm actually a very like reclusive person, and people might not think that, you know, when you like see people like that. And so I like that the book kind of drew attention to that kind of archetype.
I liked this issue. Well, I mean, I've been loving this Tom Taylor run of Nightwing just in general, but like the thing that stands out with this issue, I guess it's two things. It is that explanation of Dick Grayson wanting to share the spotlight with people and whatnot. I like that. I like it when a writer gets into the why somebody's doing something. It just cements a character. Like, it makes them more real in that respect. But like, I love the moment with Marv Wolfman, and it was really sad because he is like, I'm proud of you, Dick. And George was too. And George Perez is now gone. And for people out there who didn't know, like the new Teen Titans run was written by Marv Wolfman, drawn by George Perez. And they were the ones who like oversaw Dick going from Robin to Nightwing. And George Perez is no longer with us. Marv is. And in the book, the pizza place is called, is it Marv and George's or George and Marv's?
I think it's Marv and George, but I could be wrong.
Okay. And so Mar they draw him like Marv Wolfman, and he talks with Dick, and I think that's like really cool, you know? Marv and George's, yeah.
Yeah, Marvin George's pizza, 24
Yeah.
hours. Yeah, I thought that that was a sweet moment and a nice way to kind of like pay homage to those influential people.
Yeah. It's even more than an homage, right? Like he's talking to Nightwing like almost to the extent that like Grant Morrison talked to
Animal
Animal
Man.
Man. When Animal Man meets his creator, right? It's
Very
like,
meta.
yeah. But like in this, it's in universe, it's meta to us, but it's not meta in universe, which is fine. And people pointed out that other Tom Taylor characters are in the backgrounds of the pizza place. from Seven Secrets. Is that what it was?
There was a Jujutsu Kaisen tease that they put in there, and it's an ant popular anime.
Okay.
I saw that one. I needed to go back and look and see who else was
Did
in
Tom
there.
Taylor do Seven Secrets?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there are Seven Secrets characters
Yeah.
in the pizza place.
Well, then I might have to
Nice.
get it framed. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you guys rip pages out of comics and like
Huh?
do you guys ever
Sorry.
rip pages out of comics?
No,
No.
no, no.
Okay. Well, 'cause
I'm
like
not a heathen.
No, I would get it blown up.
Yeah.
Like a
I mean,
scan.
yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Blow. I would never rip a comic, but I would blow it up.
I did buy a second copy of maybe even a third copy of that continuous Nightwing issue.
Oh, yeah.
Or because I was gonna
Yeah.
take it all out and frame it as one long
And you'd have
picture.
to do two copies for that to work
Yeah,
out. Yeah.
yeah.
Did you do
So
it?
I haven't done it yet, but I did buy extra copies specifically for that.
That'd be
That's
cool.
wild.
Yeah.
Soon.
That would be cool to like put up around. I wonder how long it would be, but yeah. Okay. Nightwing, I liked Nightwing 113. They're setting up for some more Heartless stuff.
Well,
So
yeah. The end of this era is about to is the next story arc, right?
yeah. Yeah,
I
and
think
this
it's
definitely felt like a fond farewell, like leading towards that. Like
yeah, the end
yeah.
of Tom Taylor's Nightwing.
Yeah.
Is he leaving?
Yes.
I don't know if he's leaving, but that this is what they've been saying, the fall of Grayson, I think they're calling it.
Okay.
I can't remember what the final arc is, but
Yeah.
that's what's coming up.
Well, 'cause so this was Legacy issue 300 of Nightwing. And so that's why it was like a supersized issue, and it was Dick Grayson's birthday and all that stuff. And but like, what was I gonna say? Oh, Absolute Power is the DC crossover event that's supposed to come out. I forget when, but like, I don't know. Maybe the end of Tom Taylor's run ties in with that. Is he writing Absolute Power?
No, I think Mark Waid is.
Oh. Because
Yeah, I
if
think
it.
Mark Waid's overseeing the whole thing.
Is Mark Waid taking over as DC's poster boy now? Like, because
I don't know.
Tom Taylor was for a little bit, right? Tom King
I
was.
don't know.
Then he like passed it to Tom Taylor, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. They're about to start this new initiative called All In. And I'm not really sure what that entails, but I know that's the next phase for DC.
Are you talking
Isn't
about
like
the
Scott Snyder coming back?
Scott Snyder's coming back for this branch, supposedly for this branch of DC Comics that are supposed to be the rival to the Ultimate Comics in Marvel called Absolute DC, and that's part of the All In initiative. So and he Scott Snyder is supposedly overseeing the whole thing, so we'll see how that plays out.
I love Scott Snyder's work, so I'm excited for it.
I'm okay with Scott Snyder. I'm fine. I like Scott Snyder, you know. But the only concern is, well, a couple of things. I mean, it's rumored that Absolute Comics, that line is going to be Ultimate Comics, right? But like,
Yeah.
doesn't it sound almost too close to be even like a parody? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Ultimate, Absolute, like. And if it's just the same price, at least like Marvel Zombies and Deceased, it wasn't DC Zombies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And especially said so if that was what they were going with, I'm sure they might pivot since it got leaked or rumored. Because that's what they did with the 5G stuff. Like they were going to do 5G, all that stuff got leaked early, and they pivoted and turned it into Future State,
Which was just a 2 month run or whatever, right?
which they completely, instead
They
of doing the
botched.
rehaul, yeah, they just shoved it all into, I don't, still mixed feelings about that.
Yeah. I had a chat with a a comic writer who wrote a comic run that I've talked to in the last however 3 years that we've been doing Comic Talk that I was very disappointed in. I talked to that writer because that writer writes good stuff. And I asked him, and I'll only reveal this if I ever get like an interview with him and he wants to reveal this himself. But the editorial told him he had like on the last issue of his book that he like that they had to like throw this like wrench in it and it just all got messed up. It was weird. I don't.
You can almost tell that happened with a lot of the books. You could like reading them, you can almost tell that it's like, nope, we're not doing this anymore.
Like
And they just
what writer would randomly do something weird and be like, you know, I don't know. It
it's
just
almost
seems.
like the it's almost like the Zeb Wells Kamala Khan thing.
I
It's like,
mean that has I mean that
why
has to
would he
be
do that?
editorial. Even if it wasn't Feige, it has to be an editorial decision.
1000%,
You
yeah.
know?
It's so random.
Yeah. I also think it's weird that Absolute Power is a crossover event that's coming out, and then Absolute Comics is
Yeah.
gonna come after. They have to be related, right? It wouldn't make sense to use the
That's what I was
same
thinking.
wording.
That's also why I think they will pivot from that and call it something else.
That's true. Or it could be they could go the route of, and again, it would just be like Ultimate Comics. There was a storyline in Ultimate Marvel where Nick Fury leaves the Ultimate Marvel universe and he goes to the Supreme Power or the Squadron Supreme universe, I think, and like he just like camps out there and like accumulates resources. I mean, it could be Waller does that, you know, after the events of Absolute Power, because she is grabbing way too many things.
I'm interested.
My pick of the week is Jay Garrick, The Flash, at number six. This was unfortunately a six-issue miniseries, even though it wasn't stated to be. And I believe it's because just, you know, DC doesn't want to say one way or another, like one of six, two of six, three of six, and then be like, eh, let's put it for 12 issues and like then change that. So they just kind of, but they don't, even on the cover, they don't say final issue. The only thing is the solicit that says, like, this is the final race or the race finishes or something like that in the solicit. So it's like, okay. But this is by Jeremy Adams. And I mean, I told Jeremy Adams that I love this series and I wish it was an ongoing. Jay Garrick has a daughter that's been lost in time, so now he's like grandpa age raising a teenage girl who is also not from this time, and then a person from their past, Dr. Elemental, comes in, and there's a big retcon, but like it works. I don't like it doesn't not work. The source of Jay Garrick's powers, there's a retcon to his origin story, and it's fine and it works. And like this issue, I wish was still, you know, was an ongoing, but I think it ends well. And it's the most you
That's
can
cool.
ask for, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've been liking it so
Did you
far,
read
but I'm
it?
not the latest issue.
Okay.
That's one that I still have to get to. But overall, I have been liking where it's been going. Well, I also like love JSA characters. And I've been open with the changes that they have been making just because I'm not like someone that has to like stick to the original the entire time just because we're in a new age. We have like characters have to change, like stay current and interesting. And this puts a big spotlight on Jake. So I've been enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I like it when
I read the
they.
first issue.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. It's one of those ones though that like I read the first issue, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna read this when it hits the DC Infinite app. Like the
Oh,
whole
okay.
thing.
Or
Sort of like
like
trade
read
wind
it
it.
in trade or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I just sometimes with these characters that get introduced, there was a whole slew of young JSA characters,
Yeah.
and a lot of times in the past, I will get attached to a character, it'll be a great run, and then they'll put that character on the shelf, and it's just like, that sucks.
Yeah. I
I'm talking
mean,
about sync. If you
wait, what?
I'm talking about Sync. I know you're an X-Men person.
Oh, Sync from X-Men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what Sync is gonna do in the next with the next, era of
Doesn't
X-Men,
look like
but
anything.
I think Sync will pop up. I think Sync is gonna be like an X Factor or something. Like, and also this is just the starting lineups, right?
Fingers
Enough to
crossed,
get
man.
people being like, where is X, Y, and Z,
Yeah, good jumping on point. Hopefully.
But yeah, with this one, I liked it. I wish it was longer, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I like the JSA characters, and I like the fact that like they're from World War II. What are they up to now? So you kind of get to see what has changed,
Yeah.
and so something like Jay Garrick or Alan Scott, it's nice to see developments with their characters. It's not the
Yeah,
same
they change over time.
stories.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I remember Wildcat had a son in JSA.
Yeah.
His name was Tommy. Like they could
Yeah.
have like brought him in.
He's no doubt still alive.
Him.
Like so what I had heard is that JSA, the new Golden Age, was supposed to be a way bigger initiative. Like it was supposed to be like a company-wide big push. But keep in mind
I
that
felt like it was.
DC's been cutting down on their comics, right? Or at least they did for a while, and now they're only greenlighting miniseries that then hopefully become ongoing. Like Poison Ivy started off as a miniseries, it's just supposed to be 6 issues. And then
Yeah, it's
it's an
so good.
ongoing now, it's tough in the market, I guess. And I wish there was a way to get people out there reading more comics. And I mean, there's a couple ideas that I have, but like it's tough. It's tough. What else did we do? Let's talk about Batman Superman World's Finest 26. Did we all read that one?
Yeah. I mean, I did.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm gonna be honest. I like Mixaspidolic in small doses. I'm not a fan of Batmite, though I feel bad saying that because sometimes Batmite is cute, and I feel
Yeah.
bad, for Batmite that I don't really like Batmite. I don't want to hurt his feelings,
Yeah.
but did you guys like this issue?
Yeah, I feel like I liked it for what it was. This wasn't like my favorite issue, but I think considering like where they're going with it, I feel like this might be like the best possible story that you can make with it for it being like a larger than life kind of like almost like this like mite war, this mite crisis that kind of makes it interesting with Sinestro even getting his own mite version of himself in Parasite or like Paris Mite. So I'm definitely into like the direction that they've headed in. And so it's not like completely like goofy and silly, but it actually has some like meat to it.
Yeah. Lex.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. And
Oh,
as I
really?
mentioned
Okay.
earlier, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I like to read some sort of I like to read heavy dialogue, maybe, complex concepts. But my core of enjoying comic books is weird and silly and zany, and coupled with Dan Mora's art, I mean, this was just right up my alley, man. It was silly, and it's almost like a palate cleanser when I read something like Helen of Windhorn, and then I flip over to this, and it's just like, oh, I can get through this without even thinking almost. Which maybe for some people, that's not the kind of comic book they want to read, but it was fun and it was pretty to look at. So I loved it.
So I have my opinions. Like I said, I like Mixaspidolic in small doses. I think his animated appearances are like some of the best like ever. The McGurk episode of Superman the Animated Series, like it's so good.
For
Batmite
sure.
not so much, but I think that Batmite is kind of cool in a way. Again, used sparingly, but even more sparingly. What I
Yeah.
don't like about this, and this is surprisingly, look, I think Mark Waid can do no wrong, right? Except this interpretation of the mites because it doesn't make any sense. Mxyzptlk isn't a fan of Superman. He's like a trickster, a tormentor. And then Batmite is a fan. And they talk about it in this issue, how they have both have different motivations. But the whole Justice League mites are like Batmite, not like Mxyzptlk. And all the bad guy mites are also just like Batmite. So Mxyzptlk's the odd man out, which is kind of weird. And they look like chibi versions of the characters that they are fans of, as opposed to Batmite looks like he's a stan, right? Like if we're looking at like stan culture, like Batmite looks like he like sewed together an outfit and put it on because he's like a kid trying to I like idolizing Batman. But the rest of the characters look like, I don't know if you guys remember the like multiversal shenanigans where there's like a almost baby slash toddler universe out there where like there's like a baby Two-Face, like one of the Two-Face character, but he has a pie on half his face. Like he got hit in the face with a pie and it's only half his face. So he has like pie crust as his Two-Face thing. And it's chibi little baby, like ex-babies version out there, right? That's what this seems like, except less creative. The names aren't creative. And like, again, Mark Waid is amazing. I don't know what's going on. Just none of the names here are creative. None of the designs are creative because they're just chibi baby versions. And like the motivations are all the same. And like, although Mark Waid and Dan Mora can put together a really good book, I don't think this is the best story that could have been told with this same plot. Like, explore stan culture, explore like rabid idolization, trolls, like that sort of thing. I don't know. Could have been a little better. Am I wrong?
I mean, I'm open to seeing where it's gonna go, and so that's why I feel like I'm like still ha I have more positive feelings about it because like the concept in and of itself is fascinating to me.
I liked it. I'm just confused on like why not what I said. I don't know. Batmite's and well, Mxyzptlk's the weird person out. Anyway, I really liked it, but I don't know. There's something off about it. That's just me.
It almost feels like they're just cashing in on Mark Waid and Dan Mora. Just the way they, just the creative team. I mean, it's a great creative team.
Like they could have just had instead of mites, like it just seems like they just picked like Funko Pop versions of these characters and just gave them life. It just it doesn't seem as good as it could have been. But I don't know who that mystery person is. Do you guys have any ideas on who that like person with the scars on the side of their head are?
I've been thinking about it.
That's like getting all the evil mites together.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I had a theory, but it's not valid, so I don't want to
Okay. Is it
say
Pandora? I'm just joking.
it. No.
Well, have we seen a Bizarro mite before?
Was gonna say that because, like,
Is that who you were going
with
to say?
well, no.
Oh, okay.
Like, because I was gonna mention like there was like a Batman Zur and R, and I thought that
Ooh.
that might be interesting, but no, it's not that. It's just because I feel like I want to see that for some reason. I don't anyway. But now I forget what I was gonna say.
I said
You
a
were mentioning,
Bizarro mite.
yes, because when you mentioned Mrs. Piddalick, like it got me thinking. It's like that's not really like Superman's like doppelganger. Like,
No.
technically speaking. So it's like, so we can kind of have like a different rule set for him. Like, this is my kind of like a thesis. It's like, so it's like he's his own thing. He's not like Batmite in the same way. Whereas, like, if Superman had like a super mite, like he would be like a Superman fan of Superman.
Who would then annoy Superman? But I think Superman wouldn't be annoyed. That's also the funny part. Like Batman's annoyed, and they go over the motivation in this issue, which I think is actually really good on Mark Waid's part, is going through the motivation of these fifth dimensional imps. And that is like Batman always just needs to pay attention and focus and like stop. Like, I get you're a fan of Batman, just like don't annoy him. Like Superman is much nicer to Batmite than he is to Mrs. Spidolik. But I think like if Superman had a fan, he would be nice to him, right? Like it
Oh
wouldn't
yeah.
annoy him.
Yeah, 100%. That's his
So
nature.
yeah. We'll see where this goes. Lex, Cobra Commander 4.
Yeah.
Did you not like it?
I liked it. Again, pretty much all of the books I'm reading right now are which like I'm keeping up currently with Energon Universe books, TMNT stuff, and Massive Verse stuff. That's those are the books that I'm picking up first every week. And this is I want to say the weakest Energon book for me. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It just is. It feels like it's
Weaker than Duke?
I really like Duke so far.
Okay.
I feel like those books pair together really well. I hope they will, and in the long run, but it's good. And I don't mean it's the weakest. And again, as an insult, I think it's good, but it just feels like it's helping build that foundation of the Energon universe before it all comes crashing together. So it's like a foundation book.
I like the idea of G.I. Joes and Transformers teaming up. I think that it sounds like a cool crossover. I don't like the
Yeah.
fact that in this Energon universe, their origins are linked. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like Transformers is such a good book. And I don't know where Cobra Commander is coming from. Issue one of Cobra Commander was not good. I didn't like it at all. Issue two, I did like. And then issue three, I think I liked it. And then I didn't read issue four.
Yeah, it's hit or miss for me. Like I said, it's my least favorite out of all of them. But it just feels like it's helping laying down some foundation. But when it all comes together, then it'll be like a callback type thing. Like, oh, do you remember that in issue 4 of Cobra Commander? So, it doesn't feel necessary to read, but I think it will have some long-term connections. I think. We'll
I
see.
mean, yeah, because you know, like G.I. Joe and Transformers are doing the movie.
Yeah.
And like they tied the G.I. Joe origin to Transformers in the last movie.
Yeah.
And so like I don't know. I don't know what to I don't know. I don't know what I want from also G.I. Joe is not my favorite. Like I like it, but it's also like I don't know. It's just kind of I don't know. It's just
I think
too
with me and
retro.
the with
I
the
mean,
Energon universe, I think it helps add the human. It's the same thing with like Godzilla movies. The human element's always the weakest part, or not always. It a lot of times is the weakest part, and I think it just adds a layer of interesting storytelling from the human's point of view. And I think that's
But
what it is, to make the humans cool.
I'm gonna challenge you on this. But what if Godzilla like hit like the Hadron Collider and suddenly exploded and it gave Barry Allen the powers to be the Flash? Like, that's what I don't want. I'm okay technically with the Flash fighting Godzilla, but I wouldn't want Godzilla to be the source, the origin of Barry Allen getting his power. And that's what I feel
Yeah.
like is going on with this Energon universe.
I hope not. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Ethan, what else did you read?
I also read Wonder Woman, and this was issue 8. Once again, like, this art is stunning, and I know I like mentioned it before, and it's a semi-random thing to bring up, but the clothing that he draws, like, By the way, I was a visual merchandiser in a previous life, so if I mention
Ooh.
clothes, that's like why. So, but
Okay.
like she wears this flutter sleeve top, and that's just something that you don't see because like typically they wear like a if you see like Lois Lane, she'll wear like a business suit or like a regular blouse. But to see like the detail and even like the Sovereign is wearing like loafers, it just brings so much like humanity and reality to it. But yeah, I want to say maybe this issue is my second favorite of this week, just because I really like the point that it was making. Like, Wonder Woman is trapped by the lasso of lies by the Sovereign. And so we go into this very patriarchal world of her as like this housewife character, and she's trying to like break free. And it just felt very topical, but also very like the antithesis of what like she's supposed to stand for.
Yeah.
And then that coupled with like the art that he used for those specific panels, which were very like pastel, really once again like highlighted like just how beautiful this was, but it also like fit the story very well. So definitely shout out to Wonder Woman 8.
Okay. I mean, the art is amazing. I've fallen behind, so I need to catch back up. But
Yeah,
the
it's
art
really good.
is, yeah.
Yeah, same. It's one of the best looking books on the shelf. I
Yeah.
am like two issues behind, but yeah, it is definitely easy on the eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
There is a certain level of art that makes you like fall in love with a character. I can normally tell like a character is just art on a page, right? But when they look so real that you're like, I've lost my breath.
Yes.
That's great, Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what Daniel Sampier does.
I want to talk about my X-Men comics because I got to do it. Fall of the House of X number 4 came out this week. Next month is Fall of the House of X number 5, which is the last Fall of the House of X. Like next month, the Krakoan era ends. May is the final one. And then I don't know if there's any X books in June. But July, I know for certain there are X books. So Fall of the House of X number 4. We're dealing with like I don't know. There's a whole lot going on. Are you guys reading X-Men?
No, not
No.
actively. I'm so far
Right.
behind
I'm
that.
very behind as well.
So what I'm recommending now, especially because we're in the last, the home stretch. If you like, look, I love the Krakoan Age, but if it's such a hassle to like catch up, just start when the new thing starts, and then go back and read Krakoan Age stuff. But like,
Yeah, I'm working through all the old stuff pretty
yeah,
casually right
I'm
now.
just saying, make sure you hop on in July or whenever it starts back up again. Like that's going to be such an easy like starting point.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
I think like that's what I'm recommending for people. Like just hop on in July. Like don't worry right now. What X-Men should I read? Just wait till July. Like if you ask for recommendations, like I could give you my recommendations, but it's going to be a lot. Or you could just wait for July and just like hop on then,
Yeah.
it might be the easiest way to do that. Fall of the House of X number 4 deals with obviously the end of the Krakoan Age stuff. And then Dead X-Men 4 finally finishes this 4-issue miniseries that ties in with Fall of the House of X and Rise of the Powers of X. And Dead X-Men, the cast of that were the cast of the X-Men team that died abruptly in the Hellfire Gala. They announce the new X-Men lineup, and then the next page, Nimrod falls from space and
Yeah, I did see that.
kills them. And so, like, they all die being an X-Man for like 30 seconds. And so, this is them. They got resurrected. They are, but now they're on like a time travel mission because it ties in with the Krakoan Age and what Xavier is doing. And, I don't know. It's good if you're an X-Men fan. I don't know if it's like mainstream people friendly,
Yeah.
but I'm not complaining. I'm loving seeing it end in a way, but I hate to watch it leave. No. You know what I mean? So, that's my X-Men titles. Did you guys read Ultimate Black Panther 3?
No.
I
I
read the
own
first
it.
issue.
The art is amazing. The art in
It's
this
really good.
is so good.
I have to check it out.
What'd you say?
I'm just saying that I have to check that out.
Yeah. Have you not read, Ethan, have you read issue one?
No.
Oh, so none of the issues. Okay.
But if you recommend it, I will check it. Who's writing it?
Who is writing this?
Not Coates, right?
No.
No.
Who is writing Ultimate Black Panther? I don't know. I'm sure Lex can
Brian
let us
Hill.
have. What's up?
Okay.
Brian Hill.
Who's
Okay.
Brian Hill? What did Brian Hill write? Like previous.
Don't know off the top of my head.
It's all right.
I know he. I think he wrote on the Titans, DC TV series, but I know he's also done comics as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're right. Blade, the newest Blade.
Oh, that's good.
He wrote Fallen Angels, the X-Men book.
Most people didn't like it. I read issue one and I didn't like it, but I can't
Dawn,
fault
looks
him for
like he
that.
wrote on Dawn of X. Worked on that. Don't know
Oh, Dawn
why.
of X is just the general first act of the Krakoan Age. Right now I'm looking in July or June to see if there are X-Men comics. There is X-Men 35, which finishes off. I think that might be the final issue. Oh, it's gonna be so sad. I don't know how I'm gonna feel, guys. I don't when X-Men when this era is over. It's 5 years. 5 years.
It's been a long time. A lot of
Yeah.
books.
Through
I've heard that
COVID,
people are
through
like
everything.
disappointed that it's ending.
There is a dis I mean,
They
I'm
really like
disappointed that it's
the
ending.
Krakoan Age. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be sad to see a lot of these like things like finish up, but I don't know. I'm gonna be sad. And then I think the new books start in July.
Cool. Yeah, I'll hop on then. So I'm like up to date.
Yeah. There is a new Marvel crossover event called Blood Hunt. If you like Blade, and you like vampires, and you like seeing superheroes versus vampires, might be worth checking out Blood Hunt. It's a big old
Okay.
crossover event.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Absolute Power starts in July, July 3rd. Blood Hunt starts in June. So those are going to be the two big crossover events in either company.
New TMNT run starts in July. So if people didn't read the IDW run at all, 150 issues, it ends next week, and then it kicks back off with a relaunch in July.
Is that the Jason Aaron one? Is that who's writing it? That's wild. But okay.
Yeah. So
All
that'll be a
right.
good jumping on point.
But yeah, Ultimate Black Panther is good. Ultimate Spider-Man is good. Ultimate X-Men, not good, in my personal
Oh,
opinion.
I wondered what you thought about that. I have enjoyed it, but I'm not a hardcore X-Men fan.
The thing is, it should just be called Ultimate Armor, and I think that it would just temper
Yeah,
expectations. But
I
like,
agree.
if the book is called Ultimate X-Men, we're in issue two, and we have two mutants, one of which
Yeah.
is an original character now. So like,
I feel
what
like
is
this first story arc is going to end with them getting invited to the X-Mansion.
that's weird. That's like a
It is weird.
prologue. Like
It is weird. It is weird, but
Ultimate
I do think
X-Men number
that's what they're
one from
doing.
2001. That book introduced everybody you needed to know in the first issue. It's a
Yeah.
pilot. Have we talked about this, Ethan? Have we talked? Is the first
Should
issue of a
be
comic
sounds
a pilot?
familiar. I think we might have.
Yeah. Is the first issue of a comic the pilot, or is the first
Yeah.
story arc the pilot?
I feel like the first issue is the like the pilot episode, and then like each one after that was like a, continuing the other episodes,
Yeah.
But do you feel like a property like
quote unquote.
X-Men with context of like it being around for so long, it would be like rebooting a show and then like saying that this is the pilot for the show. Like, yes, the pilot, it still would be technically a pilot, but X-Men's been around for
It's a new premise though,
60
and
years.
X-Men's been around, but it doesn't mean that every issue of or every series of X-Men sells. So like
Yeah.
a pilot needs to sell, not just money-wise, but premise-wise, needs to sell the idea of the book, right? So like
Yeah.
when you
Yeah.
have, and especially because like what it only takes one issue for somebody to not pick up the next issue. And it takes
Yeah.
one issue for a person to decide to pick up the next issue. Like
Yeah.
each issue
I'll be
matters because
interested
there's a
to
month in
hear,
between.
you being a hardcore X-Men fan, that makes sense to me. I mean,
And I'm not hating
I've
that
heard
they.
both sides. You know what I mean? I've heard people that are huge Peach Momoko fans that are picking that book up solely for that. I've
Which is
heard
great. Yeah, of
people
course.
that don't have a lot of X-Men context that have enjoyed it. I've heard people that both Peach Momoko fans and don't have a lot of X-Men fans that aren't really into. So I mean, I've heard a pretty wide range of reactions to this one. So just to see how it like pans out.
I would be surprised to hear from a, we're talking a normal mainstream X, like a fan of, let's just say, the X-Men cartoon, right? And let's
Yeah.
just say maybe they used to read comics when we were younger, the Ultimate Comics, let's just say. And they haven't read comics since. For 15 years, they haven't read comics. And now they're like, Ultimate X-Men, I'm going to pick it up. I would 100% guarantee they will be disappointed.
Well, yeah, that can be a dangerous group though. Like old school fans that were
No, no,
very
no.
specific Ultimate Universe fans. Like I don't like to have many conversations with those hardcore Ultimate fans.
I don't know. Like, to me, this is like, I'm not talking about the haters. I'm saying, for example, you do a new book and it's called Ultimate Avengers, right? And the first six issues about Jarvis.
I mean,
They're gonna
that's
be disappointed. You're gonna be disappointed.
Jarvis isn't an X-Men though.
Okay. Let's have the first six issues be Jack of Hearts. They introduce the new ultimate version of Jack of Hearts, and it's the first six
I'd buy that.
issues. Yeah, but it might as well just be Ultimate Jack of Hearts. So you know what
Yeah,
you're
I
getting
agree.
into.
I do agree that it should be Ultimate Armor.
Right.
I do agree with that.
And if you want to tell an armor story, but now's it's too early to have Ultimate Armor be its own series, then introduce armor into the supporting cast of an Ultimate X-Men lineup. And then do a spin-off miniseries on it. I just think like
I agree 100%.
the
It should be an
wildest choice.
Ultimate Armor book, or call it one of the other
Ultimate New
X-Men
Mutants,
spin-offs. Yeah,
you
Ultimate New
know?
Mutants, and then that be
Ultimate
the prologue
Mutants.
leading into X Ultimate X-Men. Like at the end of this miniseries or whatever it's going to end up being, Charles Xavier, whoever invites them to the X Mansion, and then we get Ultimate X-Men. I
Yeah.
100% agree.
It's just the
Yeah.
weird, it's just a weird choice.
It should
Like,
not have been titled Ultimate X-Men. I could not agree more.
it's disappointing in that respect, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Sorry, you don't get your Ultimate Jarvis book.
I would
Ultimate,
read Ultimate Jack of Hearts,
I know
though.
you would read Ultimate Jack of
1,000
Hearts,
percent.
but actually, speaking about Ultimate Jarvis, in a way, are you guys reading Avengers Twilight?
Yeah,
No.
I didn't read this week's, but
Okay.
I am reading it.
It started off really strong. Avengers Twilight 5, though, from this week, wasn't that good. It was just kind of a smash 'em up, beat 'em up, good looking sort of comic, but I don't think it had too much going for
Yeah.
it this issue.
Do you know how many issues it's going to be total?
I don't know. I mean, they're called books, not issues, which makes me
Yeah.
think that it's gonna be like a 12 issue run. Like, I think it'd be funny to name a six issue miniseries book one, book two, book three, book four, book five, book six. You know what I mean? It's too pretentious of
Yeah.
a change to just end at six issues.
True.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I could see this being like a 12-issue run, two
Yeah.
story arcs.
Well,
Because
especially
it seems like it
if
just got
issue
started.
five, especially if issue five was nothing but fight scenes,
Yeah.
you couldn't end it on six. You'd have to wrap up so much story.
Yeah. So it's probably not that.
Yeah.
What else did you guys read that we didn't get a chance to go over? We got a couple minutes, so we can rush through things quick. Superman 13.
Yes.
Is it
Superman
good?
13. It is
I heard it
good.
was good.
Yeah, like I think I mentioned this last time, but House of Brainiac is my favorite Superman villain. And I really like the direction that they're going in. I love the super family. I love just families in general in the DCU. But
Yeah.
specifically, it's like Connor Kent, Superboy, gets a spotlight in this episode, and they talk about his tactile telekinesis, and there's so much story left to tell with him. And then Supergirl is being her natural, like, badass self, like wanting to like beat up Brainiac. So that always makes me happy. But then also you get like this really cool kind of like duo between Superman and Lobo actually working on the same side.
Yeah.
So this like definitely was in the running as one of my favorite books this week.
Okay. I mean, these titles have been really good. That's why I'm very disappointed I didn't get to read this before showtime. But I will be
Yeah, I
reading
heard it was really
this,
good.
today or tomorrow. Because this run has been really
I highly
good.
recommend it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I read Roxxon Presents Thor number
I
one.
want to hear what you want to hear your thoughts on it, man. I heard it was funny. That's all pretty much the general consensus that I've heard.
It is funny. I
Yeah.
would be disappointed. How do I put this? Save your money
Yeah.
and read
I'm not
it
a
when it
huge
comes
fan of Greg
come on.
Land's art, so.
Greg Land's art works for this in almost a meta
I
way.
could see that. Yeah, I
There's
can
a
see
lot
that.
of jokes. They do a lot of it's a parody comic. It's a
Yeah.
parody comic, basically, if Roxxon was writing their own Thor origin story, where Thor works with Dario Agger from Roxxon, they're best friends, and
Yeah.
like he supports all of the corporate stuff. So this is a very capitalist book, but it's a parody. So anyone with media literacy would know it's anti, it's
Yeah.
there's a lot of jokes talking about how things are technically not illegal, so we're fine.
Yeah.
They have a dig at the Cybertruck. It's called the
I saw
Thor
that.
truck.
I did see that.
And Thor has to swipe on his hammer to unlock it, but then he has to put in the code that goes on his bracers on his wrist, and like he can't open the door. And
Yeah.
like there's like little things, and it's not a good comic, but it's
Yeah,
not
I'll probably
supposed to
wait
be good.
till it hits
So
the app.
it's kind of annoying, but it's funny in its own way. So yes, wait for it to hit the app and then read it.
Yeah.
But also, like, it could be a work of art. I don't know. I don't
Yeah.
know. It's one of those parodies,
I've heard that it just surprised people with how funny it was. Like people weren't sure what they were getting going into it and then laughed. And so they're like, oh, okay, I don't hate this.
And there's ads for Roxxon in the middle, in like
That's
every
great.
couple of pages. There's like
I like
ads and
that.
stuff, but Greg Land's art works really well because it's very like, I don't know, like Enchantress is in it, and it just speaks to that type of story that they're trying to tell,
Yeah, that sucks. He probably didn't know that they were choosing him for the wrong
I
reasons.
mean, maybe not. Maybe he's in on the joke.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not. Maybe that's not even the point. Maybe I'm reading too
Yeah.
far into it. But like the almost sanitized way, because I mean, he, as far as I know, allegedly he traces all his stuff, right? And like,
Yeah.
I used to like Greg Land a lot. And if I ever had a chance to interview him, that'd be great. I'm sure he's a fine enough person. So,
Yeah.
but allegedly, there's some tracing involved. Allegedly, there's porn faces. It is what it is. For this one, it works. It works, And then maybe last but not least, Miles Morales Spider-Man number 19. Did you guys read this one?
I didn't, but I
Maybe
heard it
I'm
was good.
behind. It finally ends this storyline, I think, for the most part. I got tired
Yeah,
of
I heard it was
Ravel.
good.
I got tired of the villain. So the villain, for better
His
or for
arch
worse, the
nemesis.
villain story is over, and it is what it is. I'm looking forward to what comes next. You
Yeah,
know?
I gotta read it. I heard it was good. And this
Yeah.
is, I've been trying to keep up with it because I do
This
kind of like the silly stuff that they've been doing.
run started off really strong
It did.
and it got weak at a little bit. Like Rabble to me is the weakest part, and I just didn't like the character, the
Yeah, I agree.
motivation. I just it wasn't really for me. Before we get going, Ethan, talk to me about Poison Ivy 21. And it came out 2 weeks ago, but I know you just read it and I want you to get a chance to talk about it. Yes, so it's one of the best DC comic books on the stand. Just I have to give props to G. Willow Wilson. I wasn't too aware of her prior to this, but her writing skill level is immaculate. Like she just has the right blend of like humor, but like also like sincerity. And like taking this character, which could easily just be kind of this like stereotype of the villainess, and just making her feel like real and human. And also, it's very captivating without it having to rely on action the entire time. Of course, this is comic book, so there is action, but you're actually invested in what she's doing the entire time. This particular issue was like her origin story, and even though this could have felt like a bit of a like retcon because she's being like reflective on like what happened to her like past and like how she was created, it almost felt like a commentary on how she was created, because at the beginning she's like this sex symbol who's able to like manipulate men, and it could have been very condemning, but it's allowed it to be empowering in a sense where she loved being like feared, but then also just like being able to be attractive as well. So it's like this duality, and I like that they gave her that depth, and she could have easily went a different way with it. We also get to see her in her like classic old school like 90s Poison Ivy costume, which felt like fan service but in the best possible way. And her relationship with Batman and seeing how that like started off in their different perspectives and how she feels about heroes was just all very deep. So once again, one of the best books on the stands.
Yeah. I think it's a great judge of character. People who like this book are just cool people. That's really what it is.
That's true.
You
Very
know?
true. I agree. Thanks.
Everybody I know who likes this book is cool. So maybe it's confirmation bias. Maybe I don't have a large enough sample size for my survey. But generally speaking, like this book is great and a great judge of character. So, you know.
It's brilliant. I'm so glad that they kept it going.
Yeah. Oh, I am too. I think that's everything that we read this week. I want to thank both of you so much for coming on the show, being a part of this grand experiment we call Comic Talk. I th it's been it's it has to be closing in. I think we're at like 2.5. No. Did we just finish 2 years? No. We just finished 3 years? It was like March 2020. It might be 3 years. Have we been doing Comic Talk for 3 years? Like March-ish 2021. So like again, this Krakoan age I've been talking about on this show for 3 years, you know, out of those 5 years, 3 years, right? So, you know, it is what it is. Thank you both of you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for being a part of this, taking time out of your Thursday. Before we get going, where can we find you? What do you got coming up? Anything you want to plug? Ethan.
Cool. Well, I'm Virgo Blade. You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, and Insta. Once again, as always, I feel like I always say this, but here's the thing: like writing is a long process. So I do have things cooking, but I can't say anything just yet until it gets confirmed.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank
Sounds good. I wish you the best on that.
you.
Lex, where can we find you? What do you got coming up? Anything you want to plug? I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you?
There it is. Wednesday
Okay.
poll on all social medias. I'm usually online talking nonsense about comic books. Since I haven't been on since January, our new show is out, Wednesday Toast, a podcast about comic book stuff. I think we're on episode 12 now, so check that out. It's a little different from the old show. The old show we just reviewed comic book trades, and this one we just talk about all kinds of comic book related stuff. So we kind of opened it up to make it more of a casual conversation. And yeah, that's really all that I got going on right now.
Right. All right. Shout out to anybody who was watching us live on Twitch or YouTube, slash the Keeg Show. We got a quick influx of people watching this and then they peaced out. So if you're out there, like, comment, subscribe, follow, write a review. Stay tuned for more episodes. If you're on social media, you follow us at the Keeg Show. On TikTok and Instagram, those are our two biggest ones, at the Keeg Show, on Facebook, Twitter, Threads, that stuff too. Also, yes, if you're listening to the podcast, it's wherever you get your podcast from: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Amazon Music for podcasts, Audible. I think those are, the podcast app, whatever. We're on that. If you want to find us on patreon.com/thekeeg show, if you want to give back to the Keeg. We also have a comic shop locator.com, comic shop locator.com. Find a comic shop near you, support your local comic shops. That is super important. Spread the love of comics as well. Maybe you're not a content creator, but like, if you're looking for recommendations, ask any of us, Ethan, Lex, myself. We're here to spread the love. That's part of why Comic Talk even exists in the first place. Find a community, for anything that you're interested in. If you're interested in kickball, find a kickball community. We're here for comics though, but other than that, Comic Talk is every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We also got the Keeg Talks on the weekends. We have the X-Men 97 after show that we do for each of these X-Men 97 episodes on Disney Plus. We do an episode each for that. And then we have State of X, which is our monthly X-Men podcast that we do as well. And that's a new one, So there's a lot of cool things coming up. I'm going to be at C2E2 next week. That's the Chicago Comic
Nice.
Con. So that's going to be super cool. Keep an eye out for that. Again, at the Keeg Show. And if you want to follow me specifically, this is Dimitri on all social media. I'm going to be on a game show on Tuesday, April 23rd, called Person, Place, or Thing. It's on
Oh, nice.
Fox. So it's a nationally broadcasted game show, but each Fox, Fox is different in each area. So figure out the time that they have Person, Place, or Thing because it's different. In LA and Orange County area, it's at 2 p.m. But in different cities, different states, it's different times. So, anyway, those are all the things. That's pretty much it. Shout out to everybody out there for watching and/or listening. Shout out to Jeremy Adams. If you ever stopped by, Jay Garrick, The Flash. I'm very sad to see it end, but I'm hoping those characters go on to new books. That's pretty much it. Thank you guys so much for watching and/or listening. Once again, I am your host, Dimitri Pereira. And this has been another episode of Comic Talk for the week of Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.